America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above.
From the mountain,
from the mountain,
good morning to you. It is Wednesday, January 20th on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. More on that date in history in just a moment. It is show number 4391. Good morning. I'm Preston Scott. Over there is Grant Allen in Studio 1A. I'm here in Studio 1B. And our verse of the day is very appropriate to our day. Romans 8:28, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Now, you read beyond there, you'll find verses that a lot of pastors really screw up, a lot of bad theology is built on because it's not taken into context and it's not read literally. But we'll stop with Romans 8:28. All things. That means even the nonsense we find ourselves in right now. If you have your heart and mind right, all things. It doesn't say only some things. It doesn't say things on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It doesn't say every other thing. It says all things, even the things that we look at and go, what in Sam Hill is happening here? They can be used to benefit us if we allow it. Now, that doesn't mean allowing things to happen that just stink. That means trusting that God's going to speak to us in the midst of it. That means trusting that we might learn something from it. So that's where it's kind of up to us at that point. You know, I've been asked so many times. What's the beef Friday last week? A heartbroken, what are we going to do? From a caller. And I took just a moment to try to help bring some perspective to her and to many, because I got so many email responses to that interaction. My blog today is really, really worth checking out. I think they all are for various reasons. But today, I have uploaded Paul Harvey from 1965 in a monologue called If I Were the Devil. And I've written just a little bit around it. And I've answered the first question. The first question is, what are we going to do? Well, I've given you part one. Part one to the answer. What are we going to do? I've answered that. So check it out at WFLAFM.com/Preston.
Someone has to say it. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Open up the pages of the American Patriots Almanac. And so for today, January 20th in 1801, John Marshall appointed Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. 1892, the first official basketball game takes place at a YMCA gymnasium in Springfield, Mass. Okay, now you guys go over there. Now, no, you can't do that. Wait a minute, what is that? It doesn't seem right. We're going to call that traveling. They haven't enforced that ever since. 1937, FDR begins his second term, becomes the first president to be inaugurated on January 20th. Harry Truman is the first inauguration to be televised in 1949. 1981, moments after the presidency passes from Jimmy Carter to Ronald Reagan, Iran releases 52 American hostages. 2009, Barack Obama inaugurated. Today, Joe Biden will be inaugurated. Interesting that this must be said. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States, and I will do to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. George Washington is said to have added the words, "So help me God." Other presidents have done the same. Joe Biden will say that. I've always wondered and still believe that there needs to be a constitutional amendment preventing any communist or socialist from running for office, elected office in the United States on any level, because they cannot make that declaration. Socialists are opposed to our Constitution by existence. They just are. I saw a video last week, I think it was. I was just flipping around looking at videos, and I was drawn to a series of videos celebrating the fall of the Iron Curtain and the fall of the Soviet Union, and the celebrations in particular of the fall of the Soviet Union and the nations celebrating the end of communism. And it's just, hello? Anybody paying attention? Got a note yesterday. We had talked yesterday about doing away with Martin Luther King Jr. Day and replacing with Civil Rights Day. I still think that's the thing to do. I would have no issue with a national holiday honoring the civil rights movement, which began in 1776, by the way, and was codified with the Constitution, because the Constitution cleared a way for it created the framework from which we could do away with the sin of slavery. That's what makes America great, in answer to the question.
When was America great?
America was great when we could solve problems. We don't do that much anymore. But I got a funny note, though, in opposition to doing away with MLK Day. Charles wrote in, MLK Day provides the perfect opportunity to recite MLK's belief that a person should be valued for the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. Then grab a bag of popcorn and watch the rage from libs who are asked to reconcile this with affirmative action.
My audience, well done, sir. Charles wins points. That is a consideration for keeping it just the way it is, because it does give one an opportunity to say, and what about that line? Oh, is that a part of the dream that we don't agree with anymore? And then how about the comments yesterday from Donna Jackson that conservatives are now the new victim and in need of a civil rights movement? She cited all the reasons why, and they are interesting. 16 minutes after the hour, come back with, is the Thunderbird coming back? Ooh, next on The Morning Show.
UFLA.
on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
This is crazy!
An iHeart's radio station.
Twenty-one minutes after the hour, the morning show with Preston Scott, Wednesday on the radio program. Good morning. Today, Bill Zimfer joins us next hour. We'll take some calls next hour as well. What headline would you write for day one of the Biden-Harris presidency administration? Just your thoughts on the day. It'll be interesting. I hope nothing stupid happens. We don't need that. We do not need that. Anyway, Bill Zimfer joins us next hour. Hour number three, Charlie Strickland talks about preparedness and some common sense things that you need to be thinking about as you consider the subject of personal defense. Tomorrow on the program, we will start our new year of history segments with Dr. Ed Moore, affectionately known as Moore History. And we have decided that we're going to do something that, when taken in total, will be a curriculum for homeschoolers, for teachers that want to augment your history classes on U.S. history, civics. When the year is over, you will have a 12-week or 12-session set of materials. You'll have a podcast that you can listen to with your class. That will be short, and then there will be companion materials that we will upload on my blog page that you can download and print. The idea is very simple. We do not believe that young people are properly being taught the United States Constitution, and we'd like to help. And we will begin with a look at the vision of the founders. So tomorrow in our first segment, what was it that influenced the founders of our nation to create a constitutional republic? It is vital to understand the uniqueness and importance of the fact that we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic that uses democratic principles to achieve that. We are not a democracy. That is part of our problem. Is a lack of an understanding of what a constitutional republic is and what was learned by looking at the landscape of Europe by our founding fathers who came from there, who were impacted by time in England and then time in France and in Germany and in Eastern Europe and in Western Europe, and it impacted how they formed and forged our nation. And so that's where we start tomorrow. It is a remarkably important series that we will be doing monthly on this program. So that begins tomorrow in the third hour of the show. I mentioned just before the break, is Ford bringing the Thunderbird back? And if so, what form will it take? The Ford Bronco is back. I still think they ought to bring back the Maverick. Ford Maverick was a great name, if not a great car. The car was horrifically bad. A lot of lemons in those Mavericks. Lots and lots of lemons. However, cool name. We're getting closer to some, and forgive me, ladies, but just the way I feel. We're getting closer to having a truly man vehicle developed. I mean, a manly man vehicle. The new Ford pickup truck that they're advertising, I think it's the F-150, that they've got that commercial of that guy building a cabin. He brings his dog out there, and he's got his maps, and he plugs into the back of the bed with his, I mean, it's got a built-in power converter. And I mean, that is just, I just love looking at that commercial because it's manly. And we need that. But Ford has filed a new trademark application for Thunderbird, which suggests it's coming back. Are they going to? I hope. See, they should have taken the
the Mustang Mach-E, they never should have called that a Mustang. They should have created, that would have been a perfect Maverick. An SUV, an electric hybrid, if you want to go that route. I still want there to be a manly vehicle. Now, the Thunderbird shouldn't be it. Thunderbird needs to be a cool sedan. But what's interesting is Ford's done away with all sedans except for the Mustang. And so are they going to roll out an SUV called a Thunderbird? I don't know where it's going, but it's going to be interesting to see because it's an iconic name. It really is. They're going to introduce 20 electric models worldwide by 2025. That's not far away. Hey, good for them. Better keep the gas models on the street, though. 27 minutes after the hour. Big stories in the press box coming up next, right here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Shazam!
News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
If you are just waking up, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Us being him and me. It's Grant Allen over there in Studio 1A running the radio program, offering pithy commentary from time to time, the post-millennial view of things. He's not a millennial. He's a post-millennial. You're a Gen Z-er?
Z.
Okay. What happens then?
What happens
Are we starting over?
I have no idea.
Generation Alpha?
I have no idea what's after us.
Generation Awkward.
That could work.
I mean, stuck in a tough spot. Yeah. Generation Awkward.
Yeah,
is what's going to probably follow then. Big story in the press box. Touched on this yesterday. Got the story late in the day. COVID's now a year old in America. We had inklings of it actually a year ago, November in America, which may or may not be COVID. It may have been a precursor. I don't know. And, you know, did China release this thing? Probably in some form or fashion. Intentionally? I don't know. Do you know? We don't know. What I do know is that California and Florida are on opposite ends of the country. They are on opposite ends of a lot of things. And it's a reason why people move to Florida and leave California. I have no idea why anyone would ever move there. And look, I'd be good if all of them did. I'd be fine if all liberals moved to California. Just, there you go. You can have it. We'll take Puerto Rico. You can have California. We'll swap them out so we don't have to mess with all the flags. But what's interesting here is that if you look at how both states have responded to COVID, the number of cases per 100,000, almost identical. California, because of the size of the population, has had more cases. Obviously, it's had more cases. But the number per 100,000 is right on par with Florida. So you're like, aha! Oh, no, not aha. It's the other way around. It's uh-huh. Death rate in Florida, a little bit higher. Most attribute that, even the CDC, to the fact that Florida has more seniors that have retired here because of the tax status and a lot of other reasons why you move to Florida over California. But look at the economies. And look at the lack of mandates inside the state of Florida. Now, there's a handful of counties. Leon County is one of them that keeps this ridiculous mask ordinance in place. I was at a place yesterday. I had my gator around my neck. Someone says something. If one of the businesses say, hey, do you mind? I'll pull it up. But if they don't say anything, I'm just walking around. And had a guy's not. He's not wearing a mask. He's pushing his cart. He's not wearing a mask. Looking at me like I've got the bubonic plague. And it's like, whatever.
dude, you've got your mask on. That should be all that matters, right? But see, here's the thing. Think about it. All those masks in California by order, by mandate, all those kids out of school by order, by mandate, and they got the same rate of COVID per 100,000 as Florida. What's the difference in the economies, though? Exactly. 40 minutes after the hour, it's the morning show with Preston Scott.
Beck program. It's time to act like Spock. Stop feeling and just use reason.
9 to noon on WFLA.
So, Mitch McConnell said that, President of the United States, the mob was fed lies. They're provoked by the president and other powerful people. Old marbles.
Fed lies, huh? I would imagine that there are some claims made by President Trump as it relates to the election that may not prove to be accurate, but there are a whole bunch of them that absolutely are.
We certified the people's choice for the 46th president.
But you did so without ever investigating the fraud that absolutely took place in at least 4 or 5 states.
You know what you sounded like? You sounded like the guy from Men in Black.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what he sounds like with a little southern lilt to him. Zed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've certified the people's choice. How can you certify when you never checked? You never checked what happened in Georgia. Crap, Georgia never checked what happened in Georgia. You never, these charges have been dismissed by court. They've never heard it, the arguments. Arguments haven't been made. I will restate again for everybody who wants to try to say, you're one of those guys. I don't know if it cost Donald Trump the election. I do know there was absolutely fraud. But Bill Barr said there's no evidence of widespread fraud. What's widespread? Half the states? Probably not. What is the definition he used for widespread fraud? If it's there was no fraud, I want to hear that. Widespread? Okay, Mr. Barr, would you define, who asked? Would you define what you mean by widespread? Would the evidence of fraud in, say, 5 significant states, understand there were objections to electors in certain states in 2017. For the 2016 election, there were still objections going on. This is different because this year there was overt fraud. Was it enough? I don't know. But Mitch McConnell telling everybody that the president fed lies, then they were provoked, and other powerful people, who? Name them.
Well, just other powerful people.
Who? What does that mean? See, he doesn't want to say that. He doesn't want to name anybody because he didn't want to get sued. As it is, the president could sue him. Get out of office, sue him for slander or libel. Slander, because he said it. Immigration bill is going to be the first order of business, according to Vice President/President-elect Kamala Harris. 8-year fast track to citizenship. Tell me, Is there anything that leads you to believe that the majority of people that have, that are in this country illegally are going to go through 8 years of hoop jumping, hurdle jumping, paperwork to become a citizen of this country? Do you really believe that? Please show me evidence. That's right. We don't deal with evidence anymore, just hearsay. So what I said ought to do, right? 46 minutes after.
Spin stops here. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Well, kind of interesting that among those who had their sentences commuted by Donald Trump, former Detroit mayor and Florida A&M graduate Kwame Kilpatrick. Now, Kilpatrick sadly has maintained his innocence when he absolutely was proven beyond any reasonable doubt to have been guilty in corruption charges as mayor of Detroit. He was sentenced to 28 years. Convicted of racketeering, conspiracy, fraud, extortion, etc. It's called the Kilpatrick Enterprise. But the president, once again, you know, that's what white supremacists do. They commute sentences and offer pardons to people who are black. Because, you know, that's what all white supremacists would do. I know the answer. He's just doing that to throw everybody off the trail. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. It just doesn't matter what the narrative is. And so you're going to have to dig real deep, and you're going to have to look real closely to know what in the world's really going on with the Democrats in control of Congress and the White House. Understand this. The last time this happened, we got Obamacare. It got shoved into the middle of the night over the Christmas break, and we've been dealing with the consequences of it ever since. Yes, consequences. Democrats have learned their lesson. They are going big for 2 years until you stop them with the next set of elections. It starts with 17 executive orders that Biden is going to sign today, reversing policies of the previous president, Donald Trump. And I will remind you that it is the sum and total of those policies that led to the lowest unemployment rate for minorities, for Americans, in history. It is those policies that reversed a downward trend started in the Obama administration for the national economy and boomed the economy. It was those policies and those actions, regulatory and otherwise, that created the opportunity for American businesses to bring money back into the United States. And with his magic wand, Donald Trump managed to create jobs that Barack Obama claimed were never coming back, manufacturing jobs most notably. What's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? Well, I guess he did. Call him a wizard. Because that's exactly what happened. For a year or two, caravan after caravan after caravan, the media trying to portray Trump as this mean, evil man putting children in cages when those cages were created in 2014 by Barack Obama. Fact. Donald Trump created an atmosphere where young people would not be tortured, victimized, exploited by these caravans as they made their way to America, by ending them and demanding that Mexico do something, which they did. Here we are, Donald Trump. All of that wiped away in one day by Joe Biden. That was inevitable. And a large part of this is because there was fraud. Another, I think, larger part of this is because some of you just didn't like him. Just let me know how you like what's coming. But by golly, we have a better man in the office. Do you? China? Ukraine? Hour two next. So we begin hour number two of the morning show with Preston Scott. Good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Wherever, however, thank you for making time. Want to hear from you. 850-205-9352, 850-205-WFLA. What would your headline be if you could write the headline for day one of the Biden administration, knowing he's going to roll back by 17 executive orders? Many of the most important things that Donald Trump did that he can do immediately. What do you think the headline ought to be? Make it pithy, if you like, if you can. Just to show you how the cancel culture is alive and well, Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond have apparently decided they will no longer carry the MyPillow brand by Mike Lindell because of his support of Donald Trump. So that's the way it's going to go, huh? Mike Lindell made the announcement that he has been told by Kohl's. Kohl's said, well, they're not selling as well. Okay. No coincidence, huh? To his public support of the president. Mike Lindell has taken a pillow and turned it into an economy in Minnesota. With mattress toppers and sheets and, I mean, just on and on. Now, I've never tried a MyPillow. I got given a couple travel MyPillows as a gift and haven't even put my head on them because I don't travel very much. But anyway, here it goes. I mean, this kind of activity has now been put in the White House. This is Kamala Harris to the T. The most extreme liberal senator has just been will be put in today as the vice president and soon to be president. I made the prediction before she was even named that Joe Biden was going to be a placeholder for, I guessed, about 2 years. My guess would be just after the midterm elections. That's my guess. And I don't wish anything bad to happen to Joe Biden personally, health-wise or otherwise. I don't. I don't wish that on anybody. I didn't wish it on Barack Obama. But this is what I think is what we're going to be seeing. The effort to marginalize anyone who supported Donald Trump. They are sending a message, don't you dare send an outsider to Washington again. Yet look at what an outsider got done. Can't be argued. But what are your headlines? Got the next two segments set aside if you want to join in. If not, I have plenty to talk about today. But I just wanted to give you the opportunity to weigh in on this day one of Joe Biden as president of the United States. He is the president of the United States. He's not my choice. He's who I'm going to pray for. just as I prayed for Donald Trump and Barack Obama and George W. Bush and Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan, all of the presidents that have served in my electoral lifetime. I have a responsibility to pray for him, and I hope you all do the same. But the actions that we're seeing so far out in the marketplace being fueled by the mainstream media and members of Congress, and now the White House administration as of this afternoon, this is chilling, and it ought to concern you. 850-205-WFLA, 850-205-9352. What's your day one headline for the Biden administration?
Morning show with Preston Scott.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Just got a texted headline, "Help us, Jesus." Got another one. Downward slide starts again. What about you? 850-205-9352. What is your day one headline? Rob, thanks for calling in.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
The greatest president and economy of all time erased with a Biden pen and a cell phone.
Okay. I don't think there's a wrong answer today, because you're writing the headlines. Whoever you call are that call in. Rob, thank you very much. Let's go to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Good morning.
What would your headline be, and why?
Grab your ankles.
Oh no.
And I don't think any explanation is necessary.
All right, Karen, thanks very much. Let's go to Mac, 850-205-WFLA. Yeah, just remember, we got kids listening. Mac, what's your headline?
My headline would be, day one, progressives stop progress. Okay.
That's pithy. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Well done. Well done. Yeah, Karen's a little salty for me for public air, but that's okay. I think that we are underestimating the importance of this day and what's about to happen. And again, I'm not mad at you. You get what you deserve, and we are getting what we deserve in our country. But those of you that voted against Trump because you didn't like him, careful what you vote for. Will, what's your headline for the day?
Constitution under attack.
Day one.
Day one.
All right, Will, thanks very much. See, it's as simple as that. Just a quick little shot. What would you write as the headline if you could write it? Let's go to John.
Hey, Preston, since this is supposed to be Obama's third term, I think we should call it Make America Obama's Again and MAUA.
So would your headline be Obama's third term begins, or what's your headline?
Well, I think Obama's third term begins, and then instead of MAGA, M-A-G-A, call it M-A-O-A with MAUA.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Bill. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, sir.
What's your headline?
U.S. military steps up, arrest all top Democrats, Biden and Harris for treason.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. I appreciate that. Not sure we can do that just yet, but I appreciate it. How about I think the National Guard has been ordered to not be there.
If I'm not mistaken, the National Guard is not going to be there. They have fanned the flames and discredited the men and women who volunteer to protect our nation directly inside of each state. Joe Biden going to sign 17 executive actions and orders to reverse Trump policies. He's going to restore Obama-era programs that failed on day one. 8 years of failing. But hey, again, you get what you vote for. And we've got time for more calls. If you want to call in with your headline, 850-205-9352. But I want to share something that was shared with me in just a moment here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
WFLA at WFLAFM.com, on your phone with the iHeartRadio app, and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos, and iHeart's radio station.
Two minutes after the hour, more of your phone calls here in a moment. I'll get Grant Allen's headline at the end. I've got emails that have headlines I'll share. But first, Janet. Janet, thanks for calling in. What's your headline?
My headline, and this would be in bold italics with an exclamation point at the end, God is still in control.
Thank you very much, Janet. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Henry. Hello, Henry.
Good morning, Preston, and thank you for the help on this one. You actually used it in one of your sentences a while back in a sort of roundabout way.
Okay.
Failure restored.
Thank you, Henry. That was good. Let's go to Sally. Hello, Sally.
Hello. Thank you, Preston, for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Exclusivity begins.
Okay. I like that. You know, if only there would be a place to publish these. There are some. I will be interested to see what Not the Bee and the Babylon Bee do with this. I will tell you that the next 2 years of the Babylon Bee will be exceptional.
Well, it's satire coming true.
Absolutely. They will just have to nudge and push just a little. But here's some that I've just received. Here's a headline. And just like that, America is founded is over. That was submitted by Laura. Joe has written in and has offered biggest idiot Democrats ever nominated. Well, that was a headline from back in the summer, really. There's this one. I'm saving the best for last. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. I like that.
That's pretty creative.
That's very good. Well done. A little homage to Don McLean. There is America First to America Last. Oh, Claudia, mic drop moment. Got, let's see here, Joey and Kami, The Art of the Steal. But my favorite, because this one is subtle. This one is so nuanced. Ready? Inauguration Day parade begins in Honduras and Guatemala.
That's good.
Terry from Pennsylvania, my man from Pennsylvania.
Nice.
Terry drops the mic on that one. That really is a great, that is probably my favorite headline.
That's pretty good.
So I thank you all for your calls. What is your headline? What would yours be?
Mine wouldn't be as quite witty as some of the other ones, but I don't know, maybe something along the lines of most popular president inaugurated with thousands of troops.
Okay. Even if they're on standby.
Correct.
Yeah. They're going to put bunch. They put a bunch of flags out there in
to represent
in
the people.
Yeah, and so and for those of you that worry about taxpayer dollars, my understanding of the inauguration committee is that's private money. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's private donated money. Everyone's inauguration fund is usually people that step up. My advice is going to be just ignore everything. Don't watch. Don't pay any attention to it. I'm not going to talk about, you know, who's there, what, who sings, who says what. I don't care. I don't care what. Do you really think that at this point I care what Hollywood has to say about this? I don't. Don't care one bit. It doesn't matter to me. What I'm very much annoyed by, and I'll get to it at the end of the show today, are the faux calls for unity and coming together. The idea is that anyone who disagrees with Biden and Democrats and illiberals and all of the hate that's happened over the last 4 years, we should just forget all of that and just agree with them. And so I'll be waiting for the conciliatory policies, acknowledgement that people that supported Trump supported a governance that was different, that worked for all Americans, which it did. It's proven. It lifted wages by the greatest margin in history. It's just, I mean, the evidence is overwhelming. It's also 27 minutes after the hour, and it's time for news.
Pick and weather on the 10s, and the truth all the time. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
News team, assemble!
And here we are, gathered together once again, Wednesday, January 20th. Show number 4391 of The Morning Show with Preston Scott, joined by national correspondent Bill Zimpher. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Princeton. Let me just say right off the bat, I was keeping my fingers crossed that Lil Wayne would get a pardon, and son of a gun, he did.
You know, isn't that what all white supremacists do, is pardon people of color that have been put in prison for various crimes?
Yeah, good point.
I'm sorry, but I am so over the narrative that's been constructed. But it is what it is. Day one, I've asked our listeners what their headline would be from day one, and I'll give you the best one of the last half hour. Inauguration parade starts in Honduras and Guatemala.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one. What do you expect the big headline to be, Bill?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the big headline we're going to see is Trump MIA, right? Because here is the image that we have of the incoming president and President Obama, President George W. Bush, President Clinton, all taking part in the ceremonies, going to Arlington National Cemetery, and, of course, President Trump is nowhere to be seen. Unfortunately, I think that's the headline we're going to see.
What else happens on day one?
Well, as far as Joe Biden goes, it's a busy day for him, but he's got, a number of executive orders that are ready to go. I'm not sure if they will be unveiled today or he will wait. And he really is in kind of a unique situation because that could really put the shackles on this administration early, because he is the first president in decades that'll be entering office without a cabinet, without even one cabinet member being approved by the Senate yet. So those hearings started yesterday. So he may get off to a little bit of a rough start here, and that's why I think his main actions right out of the gate here are going to be by executive order.
The fact that he hasn't had a cabinet member confirmed yet, there's a suggestion that it's largely his party's fault.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of other things that were occupying time here as a result of you know, some of the things that, well, I guess you could say both parties played a role in, but there's a reason that it's here. But you know what? This could all, it's going to be interesting, too, because some of these nominees may have trouble getting through the confirmation process. And what we have heard so far is, I think it's interesting that they are rolling out, several of them I have heard roll out the same, I don't want to call it an excuse, but reason for not being able to answer questions. And that is that, well, I can't answer that because we don't know, we were not given access to that by the previous administration. So the longstanding tradition, Preston, of blaming the previous administration is already underway.
Tell me this, with a 50-50 split in the Senate, understanding that the vice president on votes cast the tie-breaking vote, what happens in committees, though?
Well, in the past, when you've had a 50-50 split, there was often committee sharing, meaning that there would be some Democrats chairing committees, some Republicans chairing committees, and but I don't see that happening here. There have been discussions about a power-sharing arrangement in the Senate, but I don't think that's going to happen in today's political divide. I would think that you will have Democrats chairing the Senate committees, which then that carries a lot of weight. And, you know, generally you have an odd number of people in committee, meaning that, and the party in power usually has the upper hand there. So that will make a big difference.
So in this case, tie goes to the runner.
Tie goes to the runner, and of course the committee chair can dictate a lot of the way things go.
This is going to be fun. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Preston.
Bill Zimper with us this morning, our national correspondent, huddled in his bunker outside Philadelphia. 40 minutes past the hour.
Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Well, just remember what I said, that Joe Manchin of West Virginia was going to be the most powerful man in the U.S. Senate, and I stand by that. Joe Manchin is one of the few that has consistently stood against the prevailing winds, whichever way they blow.
Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski, two kind of liberal-leaning Republicans, also have a similar kind of sway, maybe.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of their votes have been against the president. And so when you remove Donald Trump from the scene, what then becomes the calculus for their votes? Look, say what you will about how we got where we are. Where we are is, at the very least, fascinating. It's going to be very interesting to see how Democrats maneuver. It will be, you know, Lindsey Graham suddenly has gotten a modicum of backbone once again for a brief shining moment. And he's telling Mitch McConnell to man up and don't cave to this ridiculous impeachment nonsense. One of the big stories in the press box, Mitch McConnell caving, blaming Donald Trump for what happened at the Capitol. There is evidence that is overwhelming. Evidence. People arrested. And what have I told you about that? We would learn a lot by how much that dominates the news scene. How much is it dominating the news scene? What are we learning from the mainstream media? The little bit that we learned wasn't convenient for the narrative, so it's been pushed down, and that is what the New York Times revealed. That they did a timeline using videotape. They tied it all together and found that the, quote, insurrection began. And understand that, you know, if Donald Trump was orchestrating an insurrection of himself, understand that
Donald Trump was still on the platform speaking when whatever happened, happened. Donald Trump wasn't up there saying, now, what we need to do is go in the Capitol by this gate here because they'll let you in. Donald Trump said twice, peacefully. Peacefully. Encourage Republicans that might be on the fence to boldly stand up for the U.S. Constitution. Peacefully. Repeatedly. Mitch McConnell's falling into this trap of suggesting that there should be a verdict with no evidence. Oh, because you say so? Please point out the evidence of Donald Trump inciting a riot. Just like Mitch McConnell has said that the vote, you know, the people voted. But did every vote represent the vote of a person? Or were there multiple votes representing the vote of a person? Or what about all those ballots underneath the table in Georgia? What about the changing of the law without the legislative process, which is a direct violation of state constitutions in four states and the United States Constitution overall? Because it disenfranchised voters. What about that? Why don't we settle that and then make a proclamation? You know, the idea of due process? Could it be that as Peter Schweizer has uncovered that Mitch McConnell is compromised and he's not going to run for office again? His age will determine that. He would never be reelected right now. If the election were held now, he would not be reelected. Forty-six minutes after the hour, it's the morning show.
Beck, you want him on that radio.
America can handle the truth.
You need him on that radio.
9 to noon on WFLA.
Charlie Strickland joins me in just a little bit, our personal defense segment. By the way, in case you did not know, IRS pushing back the opening of the tax filing window because they're not ready. President Trump signed a COVID relief bill into law December 27th that makes changes to the tax code, apparently. And so the opening of the filing window is February the 12th. Now it closes April 15th again. Don't expect that to change. Joe Biden and the Democrats need your money. They need it now. They don't need it deferred, and so you watch. There will not be a change. Big story in the press box. California closed itself and has been largely closed since March. Kids ordered home have remained home. Distance learning. Businesses largely closed. I mean, the San Francisco 49ers had to play their last few home games in Arizona. Florida has largely been open. Not completely. And we're not 100%. There are still areas of Democrat control that continue to use fear to suppress the economy. It doesn't change the outcome. Evidence? California and Florida. Both states have taken two very different approaches. One, mandating masks. And remember, Joe Biden is going to try to demand that everybody wear a mask at all times. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. That will be the final straw for some people to totally remove their mask. As I said, I'll put a gator on around my neck. If I'm asked to by the business to put it on, I will. If I want to shop there, it's their business. I respect that. If I don't want to shop there, okay, I'll leave. No problem. I'm not going to create a problem. understanding that no one can be arrested for it, no one can be ticketed for it, no one can pay a fine for it. Not in Florida. But let's look at the most important thing. Infection rate per 100,000 between California, with masks all over the place, mandated everywhere, everything shut down, is the same as Florida. Death rate in Florida, slightly higher. Most experts, including the CDC, attribute that to the population age. There are older people in Florida. And by the way, I know this is very, very difficult. And for anyone that's lost a loved one due to COVID, I am sorry. But I will tell you that every year that I have found research for, older people have died at a higher rate than younger people. I know. I know.
Jeez, how can you go there?
I have to go, Grant, where the facts take me. I know it's uncomfortable.
I understand.
It's sensitive. But older people, I'm going to say it. Older people die more than younger people. Be brave. Yeah, it's we're just changing the reason. We're pressuring doctors to list COVID. They get paid. There is a literally, I'll call it a bounty, paid to medical professionals to declare COVID the cause of death. Time for news. Come back. Personal defense segment in hour number three of the morning show with Preston Scott. Five minutes after the hour, it's hour number three of the morning show with Preston Scott. Good morning. Wednesday, January the 20th, day one of America held hostage. And show number 4391, Grant Allen over there in Studio 1A. I'm here in Studio 1B. And I am joined by one of the voices of Saturday morning on WFLA, one and only Charlie Strickland, co-founder, co-owner, co-everything. He's the man. And with the Talent Training Group. And Charlie, good morning. How are you, sir?
I am doing fantastic this morning, Preston. I got up this morning and I said, you know what? I'm going to drive into the studio today. I just felt like seeing you and Grant a little bit. You know, he's all right.
Yeah, no, I'm chopped liver over here.
Yeah, you get to see him every week. But as I love to say and quote from your program, and we're back.
And we are back. Well, I don't feel like this country's back. I think it's just the opposite right now. I woke up this morning listening to all the issues going on in our nation's capital, and I said, this is not my America. This is the one I live in, and I'm not going anywhere, and I'm going to make the best of it. I'm not going to leave this country if something bad happens. No.
Well, none of them left anyway.
No, full of it. You know.
Did you hear any of the headlines last hour?
I was listening to what I could on the way in. The signal gets a little iffy on the way in.
We had one headline that topped them all. Terry from Pennsylvania wrote in. He said, inauguration parade starts in Honduras and Guatemala.
I did hear that, and that was fantastic. I said, yep, that's it. You know, in one list of executive orders, basically our new president, because the Trump was everybody else's president too, so I have to say that, is basically wiping away most of the actions that President Trump did that I agreed with. Like or don't like President Trump, fact is, I like his policies. I like the actions he took, and this is just, we're going to just undo all that. And look, all the good that happened in our country, take COVID out of the equation, all the good that happened in our country, they're doing everything they can to just wipe the slate clean and go back to where we were, and I wasn't really happy with where we were, so... You know, it is what it is.
I didn't get a chance to say this last half hour, but I had threatened to, and it's simply this. If I had to have brain surgery, I'll take the guy that's got a lot of problems but is the best at what he does over the guy that's a really good guy and okay as a brain surgeon.
If you go to a mechanic to get your car fixed and you really like a mechanic and he really is a terrible mechanic, do you keep going back there? Do you go to the place that treats you like dirt and but charges you a fair price and fix your car every time? Or do you go to a guy that really sucks at it and charges you too much money just because you like him? No, you go, you know, it's not about personality. Although in this country, it's a popularity contest. It is. I know how elections go, and people vote for a letter or a whatever. It's you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
We do these personal defense segments a couple times each month, and as is the case, we like to circle back sometimes because we have new people listening like you have on the weekend. You have new people listening to Talent Outdoors all the time. And we have new people that listen to these segments. And you wanted to circle back today and just talk about the importance of preparedness.
Well, this happened because a lifelong friend of my family approached me in Lowe's the other day in Marianna and says, and she pulled me to the side and she's fantastic. And she goes, Charlie, I value your advice. Do I need to have some extra cash? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, do I need to get a bunch of extra money and have it right now? And I said, planning on making some investments or what? I mean, I'm always looking for investors. What do you got?
You're trying to smoke this out a little bit.
And she goes, no, with everything, with the inauguration and all this, do I need to have some extra money? And I looked at her and I said, well, you should always have cash on you because what happened? I mean, just walk in a store and the credit card machine's down. I mean, our internet goes down at the range sometimes and we're, what do we do? And people go, we don't have any cash. Well, always keep a little bit of cash on you. And it got me to thinking, okay, so not a hurricane, not a pandemic, but what are some of the things that we can do to prepare ourselves for situations like this if everything just went in the toilet in a hurry?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we come back, I want to cover some of the basics on things that you should be thinking about to sort of prepare yourself and your family.
Charlie Strickland of the Talon Training Group. You can go there, talonttraininggroup.com, learn more about the range and the services like training that are offered at Talon. We'll be back with Charlie Strickland and more next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
The motto, better to have and not need than need and not have. That's kind of what we're talking about here.
I have a closet full of that.
don't many of us.
I'll have a concrete walled room of that now. So I have my storm shelter.
So preparedness, cash.
Well, it's not about cash as much as it is if the world went to, you know, where in a handbasket. I would. What is it going to take? If I came to you and said, Preston, I need key things. I need some help. I need some stuff. What are you going to take for it? You know, if the economy's terrible, inflation's sky high, what is that $100 bill worth anymore? And so think in terms in your family plan for worst case scenario, what really has value? What do you have that you can barter with, trade with, get stuff with? And, mm-hmm. and I don't mean guns with bullets because absolutely – ammunition will be very, very valuable, mm-hmm. and that's something that you can barter with and trade. I mean, look at the market right now. 5.56223 AR-15 type ammunition has gone from 30-something cents a round to right now online. It's going for upwards of $2 a round. A case of ammo went from hundreds to thousands of dollars. I mean, it's if you're sitting on a bunch of 5.56, you're having to question whether or not you really want it that bad right now.
Right.
And we're still selling it at the regular price plus a little bit because our costs went up just a fudge, but we could put it online and make, I mean, the other day, JD and I probably could have pocketed about 30, 40 grand just what was on a pallet in the back if we just put it online and sold it. But it's not about the money. It's about keeping our clients in supplied. So what can you barter with? So, and I'm not talking about ammunition as well. I'll just go rob everybody. Well, no, we're just not cut from that kind of cloth until my family's hungry. If my family's hungry, then all bets are off. So what do you have? So yes, in times like this, when we look at our nation's capital things, have a little cash on. You never know what you need to pay somebody for to do something. I mean, that's always a good idea, but what can you barter and trade? Now, other things that you should be thinking about is, and the pandemic has brought this to light. If you have to quarantine in your house for 2 weeks and you don't have anybody to come check on you, could you do it right now? Folks, think about it. Can you do it right now with what's in your house right now? And if you and your family can't quarantine for 2 weeks right now without going to the store to get something or have stuff delivered to you, then you need to look at your family plan. Because 2 weeks is typically the amount of time it takes for some semblance of normalcy to return after something happens.
Now, let me stop you there. Return to your family plan. Wait, family plan? I can hear the question mark go off in everyone's mind.
Well, what is your family plan?
Thank you.
And that's the thing is, you know, okay, so my dad is at Sims Hospital in the VA hospital in Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's a government-run facility. It's a great place. It is. And the people in there, you know, they earned all of the help they get. Now, if things went to a complete mess, is that really where I want my dad? You know, right now, because of the pandemic, we can't see him. There's a lot of things that are just shut down. But I can tell you right now, if the world comes crashing down, we're going to get Daddy because he's going to spend his days with us. Okay, so what plans do you have in place for parents, for loved ones, for pets? You know, just well, I have enough water. I'm going to go to Costco and buy water. No, we've learned that you're going to wait in line to get what's available. Infrastructure, you know, so start thinking if social media just fell off the radar right now,
right.
Say you don't have Facebook because, you know, they decided that you weren't able to communicate in times of crisis, which, you know, could never happen except that it's happening right now. They won't let certain National Guard people can't work the inauguration
They've taken them all
because
off
of something they said. So how do you communicate? Where are you going to meet your friends at? You know, whose house are you going to meet up at? Where's your family going to come to? If they can't reach you on the cell phone or on social media, whose house are you going to? It's things like that you need to start thinking about because you'll lose touch in a hurry. And, you know, so there's a – people just don't plan. They don't think. So some of y'all are going, well, that's a little radical. No, you've got to think that far out.
Better to have and not need than need and not have. Charlie Strickland with more coming up next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
And free.
And iHeart's radio station.
You hear the voice of the sexiest voice in radio each and every Saturday.
Stop.
I didn't write the email, pal. Don't blame me. I'm not the message writer. I'm the messenger. Charlie Strickland with me from the Talon Training Group, Talon Outdoors, heard on Saturdays. You can shake your head all you want. I didn't sing on the air. You did. And I didn't get a letter saying that I had the sexiest voice on the radio.
A verse of a song on our show. Just stop. You can find somebody else to come in here for this shit.
You say that every time.
Hey, one time, and y'all made a big deal running that mess, and I haven't approved any of it. I'm still upset about it. I'll talk to my attorney. No, I won't. It costs too much.
Back to a preparedness plan.
So, speaking of attorneys, there's a lot of things you won't need during a crisis.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, so one of the things that I was thinking about on the way in, I've got food, a dehydrated food that lasts for years.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy this stuff online. There's so many places you can get it. We used to sell it in stores. Still got a few cans of it floating around out there, but I've got probably a month's worth for my family. It's got a 25, 30-year shelf life. All you need is water, warm water. Hey, the microwave's probably not going to work. You know, now I have a 500-gallon propane tank buried in my yard that runs my whole house generator. I mean, it's a little excessive, but, you know, I live in Marianna and Michael came through. I mean, and that thing has served me. That I moved that one with the house. When I bought a new house, I moved the generator to the new house.
That gas grill can do a lot of things if you need it to.
It's made it through two almost week-long power outages here in Tallahassee. In Tallahassee historically, and now it's on this place. And I'm, So having that is important. But the thing is it's only going to get you a certain length of time. So you really ought to be thinking about, you know, if you camp or, you know, pick up some of the extra propane bottles just for critical needs, gas bottles for your grill.
I mean,
and think in terms of how to do things more efficiently because, you know, firing up the grill and running it for an hour and going out and warming everything up and doing all that, you're going to be thinking, how far can I stretch this? I mean, so learning how to do things efficiently. And if you don't know how to build a fire, you need to learn how to build a fire. You know, if you rely on cigarette lighters to start your fire, you might want to find out, you know, get you some fire starter materials and some of those things. And think, if I had to go camping for a week, what would it take for me to survive? Think like that. And if you don't have a clue, go online, because every yeehaw in the world's got a YouTube channel that shows you how to do this stuff. And they may be the biggest idiots in the world, but they may be able to start a fire. And if an idiot can start a fire, because what's going to get you through is not your intelligence quotient, not your IQ. It's your IF. That's what's going to destroy. That's your idiot factor. Okay. Idiots won't survive terrible crises because they're going to do stupid things like put their generator in their garage and turn it on. I mean, these are things that resolve themselves for a lot of people. They don't know how to use a knife, and they're out trying to skin the neighbor's cat because that's the only food they can find. They're going to cut themselves, and they're going to bleed to death because they don't have an individual first aid kit, which brings me to individual first aid kits. You need an IFAC. You hear a cop or military person talking about an IFAC, tourniquets, clotting agents, things like that. Now, when the medical system falls apart, a tourniquet's probably – if you get to that point, you're in a bad place, because tourniquets are good to get you to medical help. But if you can't get to medical help, so what's your means of transportation? How much gas do you have? Do you have any extra gas? That's not something you should put in your garage and wait for 10 years, but you should probably have enough gas cans to be able to put some gas in your vehicle to get to civilization when that time comes. Do you have a manual can opener? Because the electric can opener might not be the way you're going to get to some of your canned goods. You may need a manual can opener. And guys, you may want to learn how to use it. This may be where your wife knows more than you do, because I can't work some of the can openers that come in. There's all these fancy can openers now. I can take a gun apart and put it back together, but I'll get mad trying to run one of these fancy can openers. I like the old manual ones you just twist. But make sure you have one. Mm-hmm. I mean, because beating a can with a hammer or poking holes in a screwdriver is not the way to do things. So it goes back to, you just mentioned manly minutes, but honestly, the skill set that we have in this country today is being diminished greatly. And maybe it's time to get back down to our very core foundation of how to survive. These are important things, because if the confidence that you have in yourself and your ability to protect and preserve your family and your way of life is really incumbent upon your ability to do these most basic things. And if you don't have the skill sets, you need to go get them. It's not always about guns and ammo.
Well, I think we have a few weeks at least to finish this so we can prepare everybody with a few more items on the list.
I'm ready.
Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you.
Charlie Strickland with us. Don't forget Saturday's Charlie and JD on Talon Outdoors, 27 minutes after the hour.
His opinion. He just happens to be right. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
With the first Wednesday in February, I believe that's the third, with Charlie Strickland. Don't miss Talon Outdoors on the weekends. Great program. Really is. A lot of fun with Charlie, JD, and Grant Allen. Kibitzing, as he does here. Here's the stack. Here it is. The big stories in the press box. California closed versus open Florida. Who's faring better in COVID? Interesting that their infection rates per 100,000 are nearly identical. Now, how is that possible? Masks stop everything. Of course, wear a mask and be near somebody smoking a cigarette and tell me how that's blocking that cigarette smell. And then just consider a virus. Just saying. I'm just saying. But it would seem that the path of Governor Ron DeSantis to keep Florida's economy moving as strongly as possible while certain Democrat cities and towns continue their foolish lockdowns, mandates that have no effect other than they scare people and businesses into an action that keeps their business suppressed. But if you look at the economies of Florida and California right now, it's a no-brainer. And California is no more protected than Florida. Just saying. I think that's a pretty significant thing, that the infection rates per 100,000 are nearly identical. Death rate, higher in Florida, because there's more senior adults. It's funny how that happens. Older people tend to die more than younger people. I don't get it. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I've spent literally seconds analyzing that. And I still can't get my mind around it. Mitch McConnell says Trump provoked the Capitol riot as Senate weighs another impeachment trial. No, he didn't. Prove it. Do something that we have yet to do with this entire election. Let's prove or disprove. Can't prove there was any election fraud. Well, let's see. We've got sworn affidavits from U.S. postal workers. We have videotape. We have actions taken by either governors or state Supreme Courts that are in contravention to the state's own constitution. How much more evidence do you need? Yet, when one accuses Donald Trump of provoking or instigating whatever, there is nothing. There are words of peacefully going to the Capitol. I would love to be able to bring you the president's remarks right now live, but we are unable to join that in progress, and I'm not happy about it at this exact moment. But the president is making remarks right now as he is leaving. He's still president until Joe Biden is inaugurated, but he's leaving. I wish things had been handled in such a way that Donald Trump could be at the inauguration. I do think that's unfortunate that he's not there. I do. That is what separates our country from third world nations and many nations around the world, the peaceful transfer. But guess what? We're having a peaceful transfer. Don't give me that whatever happened 2 weeks ago as something that ruins that. It didn't.
A peaceful transition with 25,000 troops.
Joe Biden is going to sign 17 executive actions or orders today to reverse Trump policies that made America successful, despite COVID. Can you imagine if we'd have had the contracting Obama economy heading into COVID, where we'd be? Oh, sweet goodness. 40 minutes after the hour, we come back. Where are people moving to? U-Haul has the answer next.
You covered. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's the Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Okay, I have managed a get around, and so we are going to join live from Joint Base Andrews, the President of the United States. Final remarks.
He's got 75 million votes, and that's a record in the history of sitting presidents. That's an all-time record by a lot, by many millions in the history of sitting presidents. It's been really just an honor. One of the things we're very, very proud of is the selection of almost 300 federal judges and three great Supreme Court justices. That's a very big number. That's a record-setting number. And so we've done a lot, and there's still things to do. The first thing we have to do is pay our respects and our love to the incredible people and families who suffered so gravely from the China virus. It's a horrible thing that was put onto the world. We all know where it came from, but it's a horrible, horrible thing. So be very careful. Be very, very careful. But we want to pay great love to all of the people that have suffered, including families who have suffered so gravely. So with that, I just want to say you are amazing people. This is a great, great country. It is my greatest honor and privilege to have been your president.
Remarks by Donald Trump right now, live. Not sure what they're cheering there, but thank you, Trump.
I will always fight for you. I will be watching. I will be listening. And I will tell you that the future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular. And again, we put it in a position like it's never been before, despite the worst plague to hit since, I guess you'd say, 1917, over 100 years ago. And despite that, the things that we've done have been just incredible. And I couldn't have done it without you. So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form. And again, I want to thank our Vice President, Mike Pence, and Karen. I want to thank Congress because we really worked well with Congress. At least certain elements of Congress. But we really did. We've gotten so much done that nobody thought would be possible. But I do want to thank Congress. And I want to thank all of the great people of Washington, D.C., all of the people that we worked with to put this miracle together. So have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
President of the United States, Donald Trump, his final remarks at Joint Base Andrews Live. Here on the morning show with Preston Scott. Will the mainstream media share any of his conciliatory kind remarks wishing well the Biden-Harris administration? Saying they'll do great things. Of course, I don't believe that they will. But he did correctly point out the foundation's there, but they're going to undo most of it in 17 orders signed today. 46 minutes after the hour, it's the morning show with Preston Scott. One, two. 51 minutes after the hour, the morning show with Preston Scott. Tomorrow, Dr. Ed Moore, our history segment, More History, where we talk about the reason why the founders chose and created a constitutional republic. What influenced them? Year-long series each month in our history segment, we will talk about the founding of the nation and the United States Constitution, including the Bill of Rights, and what makes America truly exceptional. What made America great was our ability to solve problems. That's been lost. I find it ironic that Joe Biden is heading to church. Now, that's what presidents do. I'm just curious, how does a church overlook a commander-in-chief who believes in killing the unborn? As just a matter of practical theology, how do you do that? I'm dumbfounded, sorry. But anyway, I just don't believe you can reconcile being a member of the Democrat Party with if you are a Christian. I don't believe you can reconcile those. You're either one or the other, but you're not both. You can't be a member of a group that believes by a matter of platform policy. Well, I don't believe in that. Well, then don't be a member. Don't be independent. You can't be part of an organization that believes in sin as a party platform and call yourself a Christian. No more so than you could call yourself a Christian and be a member of the Ku Klux Klan. You couldn't do it. Those are not reconcilable. Anyway, U-Haul, the top growth states, according to U-Haul, analyzing migration patterns for 2020. Number one, Tennessee.
Surprised.
Number two, Texas.
Yep.
Number three, Florida.
Yep.
Number four, Ohio.
Really?
Number five, Arizona. Number six, Colorado, Missouri, Nevada, North Carolina, Georgia. Interesting. New York's not there. Illinois is not there. California is not there. Funny how Oregon's not there. Washington's not there. Isn't that interesting? Huh? How about that? No surprise.
Brought to you by Barineau Heating and Air. It's the Morning Show 180 on WFLA.
Look back at the radio program in 180 seconds or less. Closed California versus open Florida. Who's outperforming the other? Florida. The economy's largely open. California's is largely closed. California's infection rate per 100,000, roughly the same as Florida's. Yet there are mandates and masks and closures all over the state. How do you account for that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Masks do so much good. Mitch McConnell blames the president, Donald Trump, for the actions at the Capitol 2 weeks ago, even though there is no evidence. None. Lindsey Graham, in a rare recent moment of courage, calling out Mitch McConnell, saying it's time to put an end to this impeachment nonsense. Mitch saying we certified the people's choice for their 46th president. Really? Did you now? Well, you did. But you did it without any evidence of any kind refuting the claims of fraud. You didn't put to rest any of it. And hey, Georgia, north of the border, what are you going to do about all that? Pennsylvania, you're already lost. 8-year fast track. Today, one of the actions Joe Biden's going to sign into, not into law, but he's going to fast track by way of executive order, an 8-year fast track to citizenship. Really? Okay. Caravan of the inauguration parade has already begun from the Honduras and Guatemala and through Mexico. 17 executive orders or actions will be taken today by Joe Biden, undoing some of the most successful things that happened in the last 4 years to benefit all Americans. But I'm just curious, that 8-year quick path to citizenship, you really think that the people that entered this country and are staying here illegally are going to go through all those hoops for 8 years, huh? Yeah, let me know how that works out for you. We're going to do it all again tomorrow. Steve Stewart, our Pause for Thoughts segment, and Dr. Ed Moore with more history. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.